Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
David Fry, this from Mandy Bell's Twitter account, should give her credit, of MLB.com, at MandyBell02, saying David Fry underwent surgery to repair a ligament in his elbow. I think we all expected this one. Here's the surprising part. The timetable to return as a DH is 6 to 8 months, and it'll take him 12 months for him to be able to return to play the field.
Yeah, I wonder if this impacts anything you do with Josh Naylor. Stay with me for a second. So right. Manzardo was going to be your DH, and Josh Naylor was going to play first base, right?
Yep.
So if David Fry now has to be a DH and can't be that combo utility player that could basically do it all, does that impact anything you do with Naylor?
I mean, it maybe incentivizes you to keep him. I think it opens up DH for John Kensi. Because let's be honest, like, he can kind of play the field a little bit, but I'll be honest, I don't know.
And then Brennan's just in right field, and then that just is what it is.
No, I think you should find somebody to platoon with him.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe find an everyday center fielder if those things grow on trees. But so
According to Miles Trawl sources, they don't grow on trees.
Yeah, yet they don't. We'll find a way. We'll engineer him in a lab. But no, I can see what you're saying.
Just a quick thought. Just hadn't fleshed it out or anything, but I just think it's something that could impact it.
I could see, because hypothetically, we could see David Fry back around the All-Star break with this. Maybe you give John Kensi the first half of the year as DH and see what he can do.
I mean, you have to look at him. When I say the name, you're just going to laugh, but I mean how the Dodgers looked at Shohei, where Shohei could be DH and that was it, right? Like, He just can't play the field, not going to pitch, not going to do anything. Like, if he's going to play, it's just as a DH.
I got to say, man, that's when I often say, same guy.
Yeah.
David Fry, yeah. Shohei Ohtani. Same guy. Everybody's
different gambling habits, though, is what I hear. But outside of that,
no,
same guy.
No. Their interpreters. Yeah. Their interpreters have... David Fry doesn't have an interpreter. That was a bad joke.
Well, we don't know that.
Maybe
we can't confirm that.
That was part of Austin Hedges' jobs. Now,
on Dua Lipo.
We do have the trade deadline coming up in... that. This is the important barrier 24 hours from now. And I would be surprised if all the action happens tomorrow. I think the Browns have a few bits of business to kind of get to here. And Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour and kind of talked about how he sees the Browns at the deadline here.
You have to be realistic about where you are and then what that means in terms of your ability, you know, to play in the postseason this year. And I think it just means you kind of have to look a little bit more at, you know, next year and 25 and beyond, and figure out who are the key players that are going to be on your team in 2025 and beyond. And then everybody else at that point, you know, you want to see those players, and the others, you know, if you can return some value for them, that makes a lot of sense. So I think, yeah, 2-7 and just being realistic about where you are, you're tied for the worst record in the NFL at this point. Playoffs feel very, very unlikely right now. And so, yeah, I think that would help them become more sellers than they could have been.
So I think that was probably a diplomatic answer by Nathan, specific to the playoffs look out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
I think Za'Darius is just gone. I maybe I'm just inundated with him. I think it makes total sense. There's a team out there that needs him. He is really productive this season. I think he might actually get something of value for him. I would be shocked if this thing comes and goes and he's still here.
Are we sure, though, that the Browns are right to go ahead and trade him right now? And what I mean by that is, I think a lot of people, I don't know why, it just feels like in the Njoku conversation and then even the Za'Darius Smith conversation, people are forgetting that he's under contract for next year.
Yeah.
This isn't the idea. A lot of people are like, oh, the season's done. The season's tanked. You got nothing left to do this season. Yeah, you could maybe use him next year. Like, wouldn't Washington, if given the opportunity, wouldn't they want Montez Sweat back on their team?
Yeah, but not Chase Young.
Well, that's because Chase Young is, you know, Chase Young. It is what it is. But, like, I don't know. If we're playing with the idea that they're a quarterback away and this team is going to be good next year, and maybe I'm just in la-la land because maybe they're just so far removed than just drafting a quarterback or trading from a quarterback. But if they believe that and they're going to try to sell us on that, then why would you trade Njoku? Why would you trade Za'Darius Smith?
Specific to Za'Darius because he's 32, because he's had a lot of injuries, because
he's on pace for double-digit sacks this year.
So, yeah, but I... How many of those are the system and how many of those are him? How many of those are... This goes back to the Olivier Vernon stuff.
You don't just fall down on double-digit sacks.
Yeah, I mean, when you play against for Miles, like, it gives you a pretty darn good chance.
Clowney had a season where he had just 2 sacks playing with Miles.
And what was the year before?
He had double-digit sacks. But he had season. He had a whole year where he just had 2.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I think guys like Za'Darius, where they are in the career, in the offseason, you can find him. And again... Respectful to a player who is fun. It sounds like I'm trying to down. But here's the thing. You need as many assets as you can possibly get. I actually think you might be able to get like late day 2, maybe. Right? Like maybe a third round pick.
I'm happy you said. Well, okay. So the Lions don't have a third round pick for this upcoming year. So you'd probably go 4th round or 5th round or somewhere in that range.
Maybe
you could do a future 3rd round. That's always on the table, obviously. But for this next year, they don't have a 3rd round.
So, but again, I think like early 4th rounder, late 3rd rounder.
I just don't know that you're getting that. And the reason why is that we have, as talked about already today, there are 9 2-win teams. And there are a lot of Za'Darius Smiths out there, including Jadeveon Clowney, by the way, who we've now brought up.
Who do you think has more value right now?
No, I think Za'Darius does, but I still think if the Lions are looking at it and it's like, oh, well, we can offer you a 4th and the Browns say no, okay, fine. We'll go to the Panthers and offer a 4th for Jadeveon and just make that what we do. Like there's like 6 guys that could be that role for the Lions.
Yeah, but I don't think any of them have the current production of Za'Darius.
I agree with that. I think there's a reason why we've heated up the conversations between the Lions and the Browns. Like it makes sense, but I don't know that the drop-off between Clowney. Clowney, by the way, was really good last year. I don't know why people are acting like he wasn't. He was really good last year with Baltimore. Like I just don't know that the drop-off is that immense.
So to kind of bring this home, I think like you're right to say, well, he's got money next year that he's owed.
Yeah, if we think he's a good player, Nick, then why are we just saying, okay, we're going to trade? Well, and that's fine. If you want to tell me that, then I can listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their thinking. And listen, the Browns have told us they're not in the business of old. That's what happened. Everything with Amari Cooper was around the idea that they know they're an older team. They're trying to get out of the business of being an older team. If Za'Darius Smith is just too old, then he's just too old, and that is what it is.
Well, and you know how, because you know every time we talk about the trade deadline, Daryl kind of goes to, they can't. It's the salary cap. I think one of the things that happens in trades all the time is other teams agree to eat some of the money,
yeah,
which allows you to get that future money off your books with a contract.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Restructure, I wouldn't surprise me if that's part of this as well, where you might have to take that 4th rounder because the Lions don't have a 3rd rounder, but you say, listen, I'm going to take the inferior pick so that you can eat a little extra money for me. I and then next year becomes about McGuire and Okoronkwo, who, by the way, wouldn't surprise me if his name was floated out there as well. I know he's got money next year, but again, like I think you can start to sell like the guy. Oh, Alex Wright's going to be healthy next year, maybe. And I think that's where you go with this. I hear what you're saying, but I'll be honest with you. I think you're starting to think of let's just see what assets we can get for next year, because we feel like at some point we'll be able to replace Za'Darius either in the aggregate or whether it's in the draft or this, that, the other.
I think that just the part that bothered me was everyone assumed that Za'Darius, they just didn't read his contract. That's the part that I think got to me. It was like, you don't have to make this move. If it was just this year, then you'd be forced to almost. It's like, all right, get whatever you can. This season's going nowhere. You don't have to.
Well, because you made the point that David Njoku and Za'Darius both have future money. Or not.
Yeah, they got 1 year after this one, yeah.
But like with Njoku, like that's the one that I'm like, okay, you don't have to make that move. Like, if somebody's going to come along and give you something, not, I don't mean this stupid and like he's not worth this, but stupid and like you, these things don't grow on trees, like a second-round pick. Okay. Like Florio said, for the right price, I think was the vernacular that he used.
You thinking Joker's getting a second-rounder?
No, I'm saying that's what it would cost for me to consider.
For you to say, yeah. Yeah. Realistically, what do you think Njoku is?
I don't know. Because remember,
it's very hard to gauge.
Like, he's
in some circles, he's a top 10 tight end still. And in other circles, he's just what he was this year, which is not very good.
I think most people are going to look at this and go, yeah, the numbers are because look at what's around him at quarterback. Like, I mean, remember, Amari wasn't good. He got a third round pick. Now, Amari's got much more of a track record of 1,000-yard seasons. But, like, I think you got a third rounder for Amari because Buffalo went and said, oh, yeah, Deshaun's throwing him the football. Now it's Deshaun and Jameis. In the first second that they got to Jameis, all of a sudden David Njoku had a great game.
I guess we also have to know what Njoku would be thinking here as well, right? Like, Njoku seems really happy with the Browns, but there's been times where obviously he's called for trades before. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's upset that in his prime right now they're not winning. It's been a thing.
I think you could say that with anything, though.
For sure.
Because I think people always go to that car.
It's what we said about Miles for how long until Miles came out and said to the contrary.
And by the way, again, like Miles can say that. Who knows what Miles is saying behind closed doors?
I mean, let's put you in David Njoku's shoes, though.
Ooh, those are nice shoes.
That's big shoes.
I would suddenly be a lot more muscular.
Yeah, you got those 14 W's, though. You got some big shoes yourself.
Yeah, but his shoes are bigger. I'm pretty confident his shoes are bigger.
I don't know, it's always really funny when you have like 6 foot six people and they have like size 10 shoes. Yeah. It just doesn't add up. I always find that hysterical.
Very nimble feet.
If you're in Njoku, do you want to be traded out of this situation?
I don't think so. I'm making good money.
You don't know who the quarterback is going to be this point.
Let me put it this way. Everything is nothing until it's something.
And McConaughey.
I've been confusing them a lot.
Yeah.
No, everything is like until you present him with a, hey, you can go to Kansas City to play with Pat Mahomes, which is not going to happen. Or you can go to the Chargers and play with Justin Herbert. Like, I don't like, or you can go to Washington and play with Jaden Daniels, who's having like, I think it depends on the specific. Hey, do you want to sit here and rebuild with us, or do you want to go play with the Dolphins? That's tough because there's not a lot of balls to go around there.
I think it's different, though, in the sense that Myles Garrett knows he's a lifelong Brown. He knows that. He knows he's going to be in the Ring of Honor. He knows he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a member of the Browns. He knows all these things. Does David Njoku know, like, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, he's going to be in the Ring of Honor for the Browns? I mean, he's been here a long time.
Do you want to trade him? Just say it.
No, I don't want to trade him because I like David Njoku.
Okay, it seems like you're kind of pushing us towards trading David Njoku.
If David Njoku wanted to, I kind of understand it, though.
Okay, thank God you didn't end up going that, hey, if he wanted to, I want to do right by the player, which is the fakest take, the fakest thing to say.
I just understand it. Like, the situation's awful right now. Yeah, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be. You went through this whole entire stretch of, we got this core group, and we're going to win a bunch with them. You didn't win.
But here's the thing. I just don't know we're there yet. 216-474-0092. Is Za'Darius Smith a goner for sure? And I'll be honest with you, David should be here unless somebody's willing to do something stupid. That's more where I am. And the uncomfortable conversation that we have to have and start having about Nick Chubb next on 92.3 The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.